We got a special guest in studio with us today from Marquette, Tammy Savaline, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Haven't seen you in a long time, and apparently you got into deer hunting in the last few years.
Yes, I am a new deer hunter. It's my third year deer hunting.
Well, let me just say this first of all. You actually got your second buck this year, first one with a rifle. Your first buck you got with a bow last year, is that right?
Yes, it was the fourth day of bow season, and I was successful, and I got an 8-point with my crossbow.
Wow. So that had to be... Actually, I want to start with that.
Okay.
Let's talk about how you got into hunting and then go into this first buck last year with your crossbow. So what made you decide, hey, I want to get into hunting?
Well, growing up, I've always been interested in the outdoors and loved it, but unfortunately, nobody in my family or close to me hunted at all. So I went through my entire childhood and early adulthood without shooting a gun even. So met my husband, and he is an all-time ultimate wonderful hunter and got me into the sport.
Well, let's talk about where you met him real quick, too.
Sure. I was bartending at the Nagani Rod and Gun Club, and my husband was a member there, and that's actually where I met him.
So you had someone that obviously was into the outdoors from the get-go, and just at some point down the line, you decided, I want to go deer hunting.
Yeah, well, he spent a lot of his time and hunting and fishing and talking about all the great stories, and I loved hearing the stories, and I was interested in trying, and he offered to bring me, and I've been his hunting partner ever since.
That's awesome. Pretty amazing right there, first of all. Just that you have somebody that you can go out, do these adventures with, and start making your own stories with. And tell me how you see it just from a woman's point of view, because it has to be intimidating.
It is a little intimidating at first, just being a woman, being, you know, in the over 30 age group and starting a new hobby can be a little overwhelming, but thankfully my hunting partner, my husband's been great with teaching me and making me feel comfortable. That's the first thing. I don't ever shoot anything if I don't feel comfortable. So
great rule.
You know, he's taught me a lot of the rules, the fundamentals, the basics, so I feel comfortable and confident.
Well, that's pretty neat. So tell me a little bit about last year's buck. How did that all kind of go down, just in a nutshell?
Sure. So we went out opening day and sat in the bow stand together, have a two-person bow stand, and we were unsuccessful. We didn't see anything, and it's okay because he always tells me it only takes one. So I had to go back to work for a few days. And then Friday, it was the fourth day of season. We got up there a little bit later than we wanted to and got all settled. And within 30 minutes, a 8-pointer came in and just shot it, dropped it right there.
It dropped right there?
Yeah.
You didn't even have to track it?
No. Nope.
On your first buck?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't happen to me. I'm just going to tell you right now.
That's, you know, that's a story I got. First of all, you got an 8-pointer, which most people say, you know, my first buck was a spike or a 4-pointer, yeah. So that's awesome. And it dropped right there, so we didn't have to track it. It was really lucky, really exciting, a lot of emotions.
So that was delicious, I'm sure.
It was. I mean, that was part of the fun was, you know, all the recipes and cooking it for family and friends too.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, Tammy, I got to take a break here, but I got a second outdoor report I'd like you to stick around for and tell us about this year's firearm deer season buck, which is your first one with a rifle. So can you give us a little more time?
I'd love to.
Tammy Savalainen from Marquette. Stay tuned. We'll get her buck story from this year later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.